to all our arms, live again, gone soon. Sonnet. Love never held my hand like those summertime couples, palm to palm, the perfectly interlaced fingers, the pressures. Love never flung himself around my shoulder or measured my convivial waist. Love was a grandmaster, though, and he laughed when he came on like gangbusters. Who could refuse him? Ah! I knuckled under, no regrets, but I've always wondered. Words are keys or stanchions or stones. I give you my word, you pocket it and keep the change. Here is a word on the tip of my tongue, love. I hold it close, though it dreams of leaving.
Hey folks, this is Diamond Dave, and I want to welcome you to a new show here on Thursday that's coming down to your beginning. On Thursdays here at the Bart Plaza. At the Bart Plaza, starting at 9:30 and about 45 minutes or so from now, is what I have. I have James Machete here. James is one of the regulars, one of the founders of the...
of the CAI Collaborative Streets Arts Insurgency.
Well, that's a Collaborative Streets Arts Insurgency, and that's what it's about. And that's you guys, brothers and sisters, throwing down every Thursday, starting at 9:30 out there at the Bart Plaza. Is that right?
That's right. Yeah, we go down. A whole bunch of musicians and poets get together, throw down out there in the open. There's no mic. There's no rules other than, you know, don't hurt anybody. And just try to have fun. It's a big event, great gathering.
And now we're taking it around the planet, thanks to enemy combatant radio is going around the planet just a block away. So first of all, I want to invite people down who are listening, to get down and come on around. And it's been, I think last week or the week before, it was the second anniversary.
Second anniversary. We've been doing it every single Thursday for 2 years now.
And you guys got together pretty much at the Brainwash Cafe.
Yeah, that's where it all
and decided it was time to take it out of the street.
Yeah.
Out of the business cycle. Out of having to buy this or buy that or hang out and take it out to the streets and the true of the guerrilla theater, the insurgency on enemy combatant radio. What could be more appropriate? And in fact, for your second second anniversary, there's now a CA called the CAI, a CD called the CAI.
Yep, the Collaborative Arts Insurgency.
Insurgency, and yeah. So here we are. What could be better? Where poetry and politics meet on India Media for sure. And one of the founders, in fact, to my mind, when I first heard it about, a man who's always had this vision, coming from Princeton University, to take it out of Princeton and go out the street, is our brother Miguel.
Yep, Miguel Pereira.
Miguel Pereira.
He went to Puerto Rico for a few months. He's not going to be here for a while.
And he's back visiting his roots. But we thought, what better? This is, would this be the world debut of the CAI CD?
Yes, sir. Actually, it is.
So anyway, give a listen. We're going to begin. I think it would be appropriate to play. And this is Miguel, the founder, one of the founders of all of this. And here it is. So the next word you hear will be Miguel Pereira. Hey, Miguel, get down, my brother. And stick around, because we got a bunch of live poets here who I've plucked out of the Bart Plaza, and they're going to be here, and we're going to be going live pretty soon. But this is from the new CD. So here it be.
It's just called the CAI, self-titled. And the track is called Conspirator.
Conspirator, and we're all over that. So this is our conspiracy. Get this going. So here it comes, our brothers and sisters around the planet.
Chatting over coffee at Andre's loft. You should have seen them. I got to talking. I enraged myself about the bodies of out-of-staters that were mixed up in the concrete of Hoover Dam. About the hundreds of thousands the government loaded up on ghost trains during the Depression to push the population down. Release them as red dust bowl clay. You should have seen them, the disquiet threading through them, the faux warmth falling out of their eyes as they're realizing maybe they don't know me. They try to hide their concentrating during the years of awkward silence, trying to remember what the government man told them. Sedition. Remember exactly what I said. Treachery. I had to tell you because it was brilliant. I knew you could appreciate it. I made an effort to steer the conversation back to safe where they like it, but I had my head up steam. I continued, I regaled them about our parents building fortunes, selling arms with which to slay American boys, and you should have seen them trying not to believe me. They learned Lincoln wrote letters promising to dispense freedom arbitrarily if only the Union would hold. Blasphemy. But they demanded proof. They wanted to hear proof. Well, I knew you at least could hear me, having seen it for yourself. And you would have been amazed at how hard they fought the idea that money moved art to the avant-garde and built a fortress around American institutions. And sitting amongst the empty cups and the cigarette butts, you could feel them checking their memory and not remembering anyone saying anything after the pledge. Thinking of y'all. Thinking of y'all. I laughed as I went down the steps.
So that was Miguel Perana doing his, what was that one called?
Conspirator,
putting it out there. Miguel can't be here. As I said, he's back visiting his roots there on the island of Puerto Rico, the rich port. And now another founder. Came out of the Brainwash Cafe back some 2 years ago. You're hearing a CD which has just come out with Miguel, this vision of taking it to the streets. Hey, Charlie, welcome to Around the Planet. It's Enemy Combatant Radio.
Thank you, Diamond Dave. It's good to see you here in the beautiful secret mission where we are.
We're
totally underground, aren't we? We're like 17 stories down.
Exactly.
It's almost like the worms are listening to us better than anybody else. Huh?
For sure. One way we're underground, but another way we're going around the planet. And just a half a block from where? I've just invited people again to come on down tonight or any other Thursday down there at 9:30 to the Bart Plaza will be happening.
Out loud, out live. It's outstanding, actually, at times. It's quite fun. I've got some help with me on this one. I'm going to do a poem, and with me is Joe Lewis playing the bass. He plays the giant stand-up bass that's actually taller than him, and he might be 6'7", I believe.
Six foot seven.
Really, the darn good-looking 6'7" fellow comes down and plays bass with us over there at 16th and Mission every Thursday night.
And we got a bunch of the folks here, 6 or 7 of the folks here, right here now. So this is the inside outside. We've taken it in to put it out. And so, hey, Charlie, go ahead. This is my brother, Charlie Getter, the man who I used to always introduce as the poet laureate of the Brainwash Cafe, the poet laureate from around here. And he still is around here, but we got a bunch of laureates around here for sure. The laureate is a thing that goes around here when they put the vine around your head. And here you be. So without further ado, here he is, live and in the studio, Charlie Getter and with
Joe Lewis on bass.
And Joe Lewis
on bass.
And this
is called Sunshine. Ready? I can feel the sunshine over other hillsides. Though the clouds stay and sky's gray, it's okay, it's okay. Hear what I say when I say it's okay, it's okay. I can feel the sunshine over other hillsides. I can feel the sand on my feet like I'm in Aruba. But we're not there. We're here. Cold California. The sidewalks smart my feet as I step across frozen footpaths. The wind blows pigeons past my ears. But I can hear parrots and monkeys in the trees. The warm breeze welcome on my cheek. I had my life figured out at age 22. I knew what to do and where and how to do it and who to do it with. But then things got complicated. But now, when I raise my hands, the clouds roll back, the streets soften to sand, and the buildings tumble into an ocean without rocking the land, and the latitude deflates like a tired balloon. A friend of mine once told me he's leaving for islands named after yellow birds. But I look at the dead tree outside my window, and all I see are yellow birds singing and hopping in the branches, telling me secrets like how to fly and why little birds care about my edification as they change coloration from yellow to pink to blue. Is as much a mystery to me as it is to you. Someone once told me of a vision he had of Elvis living on a mountain in Peru instead of dead on a toilet seat. He leads a band of native children in Tai Chi, dancing slowly, fighting back against a real world where kings die on porcelain thrones instead of shadowboxing the atmosphere. Come with me, and we'll run with Elvis. We'll go today. It's okay. It's okay. Hear what I say when I say it's okay. It's okay. We're making up a sunshine, inventing gentle climate change, causing the map to rearrange around my mind. We were children dressed as adults. Now we're adults impressed by children. I once knew a city better than my hometown. Every mile of every street responded to my feet like they weren't made of concrete. Rather, those rolling rubber things in the airport propelling me forward without effort. And then, in a moment of peak, I threw that city away, and I forgot how it felt to play dress up. It's okay. It's okay. Hear what I say when I say it's okay. It's okay. When I raise my hands, the sidewalks roll back to reveal wide fields of green grass folded over and over again that we can roll down in somersault over and over again. I remember everything that has ever happened to me except what it felt like to be there, and I was there, so shrug, it's okay. And my mind can find pathways over terrain that has never, will never exist. Geographically, topographically, mnemonically, it's okay. And we can unhook ourselves from the past and roar back across the memory sea. And the deep can roar back and the windows can rattle, saying it's okay, it's okay. We're making up sunshine, letting palm trees smile without guile. Every mile of every street will welcome our feet, and the grace of memory will follow. As we make up sunshine, roll back the clouds, we can be who we are and who we are going to be. The yellow birds and Elvis agree. It's okay.
Yo, Charlie. Yo, Charlie, it's okay. Hey, I want to bring on Potholder, his guitar, and Ioka to sing. But while they're getting ready, let's play another cut of the world premiere of the CD, which we'll tell about where people tell you where we can get it soon, of CIA. Can you put on cut 16, Delirious Secrets? And here it comes, and
scribbling delirious secrets ooze through juicy blacked out reaches, the seductive dance of stars.
We were already rolling. Go ahead and start over.
Okay, this is, let me tell people, if you just tuned in, this is the world premiere of a soon-to-be-famous, here on Enemy Combatant Radio, the insurrectionary poets from the scene at the Thursday night at the Bart Plaza, 16th and Mission. Come on down. And here from another cut from the world premiere of their CD, CII. This is called Delirious Secrets. That's track 16.
I step haze through myriad streets, scribbling delirious secrets, ooze through juicy blacked out reaches, the seductive dance of stars and lamps, the darkness of absence boundless and blooming to new depths universally consuming, The first verse I heard was not made of words. I learned the songs of birds that flew as I grew into reality. I shot a crow in the eye to see it fall from the tree. My violence escaped in a whisper, the violet shades of abysmal seas. From the darkened, bloody squawker's socket, I buried it with red tiger lily petal blanket, along with trust and baby blue youth and sizzling spoons. And all I knew and all I know now is burning through the night. Regurgitation of oblivion. I sink inside myself to find the evening rise again, igniting in fierce constellations of sin. Just wait till I begin. I cannot accept this slow torture, this rotisserie scorcher, this churning inferno. It can be seen in the eyes of those that know. Solid ice, hot enough to melt through snow. Seasons change as they must. Jasmine scent turns to rust and stains springs. Corrugated trust, my trust remains rotten with dropped forgotten fruit. Innocence providing nourishment to innocent roots of the omniscient tree sprouted deep down in the eye of me. It beams color through flower no eye has ever seen. Thriving ignorant of ours, the mind's mad dream. Primal scream beyond interpretation. No dimension in the state of creation. No form in the great divide where the wild side unwinds in attempt to redefine the preliminary findings of primordial mind. Consciousness slips behind, but suffers no destruction. Hieroglyphics, archetypical celestial instruction. They say that the dream well wide awake will be the pinnacle of human traits one day. Delinquency unforgiving. Don't despise the wise for living.
Yo, that was James Mache. He's going to be coming back soon. That was him on the CD. That was he on the CD. And now I got my brother Mark. There's been a slight change in plans. Stick around. Ioka will be coming. She'll be coming on next. But we're getting in the flow. We're getting in the flow. That's what I want everybody to know out there. But I thought the next one is going to be my brother Mark Guerrero, right?
Guerrero.
Mark Guerrero, and he's pot holder. That's because he holds the pot. He's holding the pot. He's the holder. He's going to be playing.
The,
he's
the
holding
kitchen for the appliances for the
yeah,
kitchen.
Yeah, of course. And he's of course. And he's got his guitar. He's holding the guitar right now. So here's my brother Mark and pot holder holding the guitar. Go ahead, folks.
All right. This is called Post Jurassic. We lost a string. We lost a string. That's a D string.
Can we do something about it? Well, let's instead play 15. Was that 15? Was there? You can't. Are you out of the picture now?
Maybe so. I don't think I have any more
strings. Okay. Well, let's just do Mark without it then. Here's Mark. You're gonna have to imagine the guitar. He'll potholder. Awesome. Potholder, you stay here and play your guitar. Okay, well, this is Anarchy Radio for sure. Here is Mark. You're going to hear him live, but instead, as a segue, you're going to hear him on the CD. This is called Warhol's Golden Shower. This is some yes. So give a listen, and we're going to run upstairs and see if we can find a guitar.
Where was it? Complacent eyes of hipster lies, seen it all in want of rock star cock shock. The hairbrush is best friend and the belt buckle just right. We got Reagan again, but worse, and Coke's back up the nose with the latest phenom. From Brooklyn, worse. So much for William's burger joint. Fashion misdirected, passion brings me down. Brings me down, brings me down. Stupid white kids subscribe and make the splash you're supposed to make. Make the splash you're supposed to make. Make the splash you're supposed to make. Worse for wear. Trash head, half mulleted, unfaithful to Trish, wants to learn guitar and be rock star, be rock star, be rock star. Have a million screaming fans, have a million accessories, and Jack White's endorsement. Where is Andy? Where is Warhol's golden shower? Where was Andy? Where is Andy? Where is Warhol's golden shower?
Yo, well, Mark, James, we got a new guitar for Potholder, and Ioka's here, but I'm going to do a poem while they're getting ready. Because what we do, and I want to let people know what's happening here. This is Enemy Combatant Radio from the hot out of the Mission in San Francisco. You know, I used to do for 3 years just down the hall here. I did pirate radio, Radio Eck, Radio Essa, every Friday, right down to the other hall. It's a distinct. Anyway, pirate radio. I never knew I'd be back here doing radio, but you never know. Stuff happens for sure, just by chance. You never know that here I am 15 feet away from where I spent 3 years doing it every Sunday night at Radio X, Radio Eck. And I'll say now what I used to say then. Undocumented, unlicensed, and on the air. Here we be, in the tradition of Radio Libre, Radio X, Radio Equi, here we be, Enemy Combatant Radio. And I'm going to do a little poem and turn it over to Ioka, Potholder, James, and the brother playing bass. Lewis? Oh, Jim. Okay, I got it all. Here's my poem about how this, I was just saying how you never know. In fact, I'll quote Bob Dylan, one of my favorite Bob Dylan lines about just this. He says, "You always said there are no accidents, and sometimes I can see it that way, too. Just by chance, not too likely. Just because the reason is now unclear doesn't mean we won't know one day. If we hang on. Hang in, follow the stream right down to the sea. Look up, see the stars, and hey, folks, really see the sky. Undeterred, that means not stopped. By conventional thinking, short-sighters, deaf and blind to the spirit. I'm talking about naysayers, killjoys, wall builders, door slammers, vision slayers, doomsayers, scribes, and Pharisees of science, theological engineers, lords of this system of things. But new morning, spring sap flows as fingertips touch the eyes, glow in the night to live and dead to poets remain alive. Walking down the tightrope wire, looking out for one another, just strolling down that shining path, that good red road. Dreamweavers, spirit menders, healing the pain, soothing the silent screams. Warriors of the rainbow, just singing a freedom song. It's about this. It's about being always darkest just before the dawn. But when and where you least expect it, help will come along, like green shoots thrusting through the damp, dark earth. Love will spring anew, life will spring anew, just breaking through the ice. And then I always say, oh, I haven't said it yet in the show, my credo, how this all works, I say, cast a wide net, find the common thread, let life flourish, and then don't panic, just keep it
organic.
That's it. Well, anyway, here's Ioka, Here's James. Here's Pat Holder. Here's John Lewis on the bass. And here we go. And then after we'll segue with that, with the cut. What's the cut that you're on? Cut.
Solid Gold
8. On Solid Gold 8. So anyway, here you be as you see. We're all mic'd in. Go for it, folks.
Get cancer and go to the polls. Get beaten by the whip before the country rolls. The sun goes down on November 3. Take all your pills, eat your broccoli.
Make sure to wash up properly.
Get nice and clean with gasoline. Red state, blue state, immigrate. You better shave your face before it's too late.
They say it's okay, but you better be straight. There's dust on the table and nothing on the plate. There's a pool of oil up in your backyard.
That's a great poker face, you're sure to go far. It's the end of the world, get your dancing shoes and stomp away them Sunday blues.
Hey, Mrs. Cosmetic Surgery,
you're hungry, plastic face is green.
I can't believe this country scene.
Everybody wanna be in People magazine.
Last night I had the American dream. I woke up terrified and screamed. Duck, run amok, and don't screw up. Dumbstruck with luck, baby, yuck it up. Watch bombshells consume all the luck.
From the couch of doom, no glory, no God.
Eat cheap canned food till the opener's blunted. Corner shop keeps supplies the hunter. Watch your neighbors make a tragic blunder.
Everyone's alone when they're going under.
The thunder, prophets laugh, eternal plunder.
Crows fly off, the children wonder. Where is the light switch? Where is my mother?
It's the end of the world. It's the end of the world. Get your dancing shoes and stomp away them Sunday blues. Investigations, investigations, assassinations, congratulations.
Did you inspire pride? Be a good guy, get crucified.
By the killer's wide smile of kindness, blindness, violence, hidden by sideburns. Sunday blues on the front page news.
It's brains versus brawn and they can't lose.
It's the end of the world, get your dancing shoes. Stomp away them Sunday blues. Are coming,
the waters are high. You could be too, baby. Now come on and try.
Lightning's coming, the waters are high.
Illuminating that witch will never die.
It seems that the pirates of old were right. The sunset set the horizon on fire. Insurgency proves again to inspire.
I haven't slept, I'm never tired.
Start from when my words backfire. Don't listen to that boy.
It's the end of the world. Get your dancing shoes and stomp away the Sunday blues. It's the end of the world. Get your dancing shoes and stomp away.
All right, that's live. Live as it could be, right here in the studio of Enemy Inside. And this is the first. If you happen to catch this, this is the first of what's going to be a weekly event. Here we hope. Hey, Ayoka, come on out here. Come on up. First of all, let's. I want you to introduce you. We're now going to play. I have a segue again, which happens to be your cut on the CD. So I want to ask you, where can the people find the CD?
Amoeba Records.
Amoeba's got it, but also
Rasputin Records as well. Any hip record store.
Or even best of all, come on down at 9:30 to the Bart Plaza at 16th and Mission, and this whole cast of characters will be there, and we'll be doing this broadcast hopefully at 8:30 each and every Thursday for as far as from now on in,
forever,
at least for the foreseeable future. So hey, Ioka, your cut here, you're on the CD, you're number
8.
Tell us a bit about it. Tell us a bit about yourself. Who are you? I first began to lay eyes on you a few weeks ago. I can see you've been around here for a while. Tell us a bit about, give us some words, Ioka.
Where'd you come from? I've been in San Francisco for about 8 months, actually. Not that long. I come from Florida.
Well, you came to the right place. Yes. Somehow you let the spirit bring you to just the right place. Where is happening? Here in the Insurgency.
Absolutely. A musical playground, definitely. But this track, it's Solid Gold, Greg Patillo and Joe Lewis and Ronnie. And it's a beautiful time. It's a lot of great memories, as the whole album is.
Okay. Well, shoot, sister. Here we go. Solid Gold.
Another day when things are not so cold.
Wow, that was Ioka. Wow, she's so great. What a great addition to all of this. That was Ioka. Oh, my goodness. And now, another one of the earlies, another one of the regulars here. In fact, when you look at the CD, there he is in his tattered pants. He's getting down. Well, if we haven't bring the next week, we'll bring the flute. And there's Charlie, been looking pensive at the picture there at 16th and Mission. In fact, at 9:30, they're going to be getting down there. So get on down to 16th and Mission to the Bright Plaza, and you can see these folks live, augmented, I guess is the word, by many more. And you can bring some warmth to a chilly night here in the Mission. But without further ado, here's my brother, Mark, going live. Take it away, Mark, with right. Potholder playing guitar.
This is a new one. It's called Post-Jurassic. An old woman sits on the next bench over, wears a red derby hat. Her milky eyes scan the pond where the turtles sun themselves, snooze, dry their shells, where the ferns are giant like that asteroid never struck. She speaks softly into a tape recorder she holds in awkward two-hand pockmarked grip. I can't make out what she's saying, but the click of stop seems final. A period. A crater. I should follow her example, stop and sit a minute, but my younger hands are foolish. Try to sketch it all, this little half valley, mossy, almost tropical. The chickadees, I could be parrots, except for their more temperate attitudes. I guess this isn't the island where the dinosaurs survive their terrible gravity, where the dragonflies have eyes larger than my head. Think of the purple triceratops that carried my He-Man into the battle to master a 7-year-old universe. And I want to tell her about it, but she knows that those lizards never died out at all. They shrank down to a size no microscope could catch. Their once giant tracks, sometimes caught in the wheels of tape recorders, in a speaker's mic, fossilized in plastic forever.
Hey, yo, Mark, that's about it. So, Mark, how did you connect to this group where the whole is greater than the sum of its parts and living proof we can do more together than any of us can do on our own?
Pretty much a couple of friends of mine. I guess I had staking the whole scene out before me. I'm from Cleveland, and the flute player that you heard, Greg Patillo, he's from out there, as well as the viola player that you'd hear on the CD. And pretty much they were urging me to come out to San Francisco, and I did, and that very first Thursday they took me out is about a year and a half ago now. It was definitely building up at that point. It was maybe 10 people there, but 10 very excited people.
And this is going on. The whole is greater than the sum of its parts. Cleveland, well, that's where. Did you ever know Thompson by, is it Tommy Thompson? Thompson, the Junkyard Poets.
Yes, I do know that one. Sure.
I forgot his first name.
Danny Thompson. Yes,
I hear they call him the Poet Laureate of Cuyahoga County now.
That's right. Yeah.
I knew him back in the days. He's been a revolutionary all these years. I knew him back in 1960, 61, 62 when he came out of the Freedom Rides. He went down to,
he's been doing it for so long.
That cutting edge, he's my generation. That cutting edge where revolution and politics meet, there he be, the Junkyard Poet. And then speaking of the beat poets, you have that famous beat Cleveland poet who
D.A. Levy.
Let's dedicate this whole show to this brother, D.A. Levy. He was the man. So we got Danny Thompson out of Cleveland, Danny Thompson and D.A. Levy. Danny Thompson still out there dancing. Died mysteriously somewhere. Some say this,
That's right.
But he was out there too, going right in the face of the establishment of Cleveland for
Absolutely.
Sure.
Yeah.
So let's both put it out for this. So this particular show, this particular the first, the premiere, the world premiere of the poets of the Bart, the right here, and it's going to be. It's going to be every Thursday before we go out there, before we go back out to the Bartlett Plaza. That's at 16th and Mission. We'll be going live here. But also, this is going to be available through the week on the internet, on Enemy Combatant Radio,
at indiebay.org. And then just look for the audio file.
Go to indiebay.org and look for the audio file for this. And I want to bring, now we have a segue, which is, who is a potholder playing his guitar, playing in his country mode. And we're going to segue with that. And I want Brett James to come on and do a poem after that. And it'll be a wrap.
What's cut?
It is number
17. But before we get to that, here's James getting out there. Do some free flow in there, James. What?
You want to hear a poem?
Whatever you want to do.
All right.
A poem would be good because I know you most as a poet. That's when we first met way back then. Way back. But first, give us a life story. Give us a. We got time for a little bit of that.
I was born at a young age.
Well, where'd you flow in from, speaking of flowing?
I flew in from Boston about 4 years ago.
Shoot. Right. So from hither and yon, far and wide, and a genre that goes all the way to the beatnik, hippie, punk rock, hip-hop, rasta, here in San Francisco, and you can find it all coming together in a great stew of the insurgency right there at the Bart Plaza. Take it away, James.
All right. The mission was dark with rain, torrential, pounding the streets. Soggy trash clogs drains and floats away in gutter floods. Behind windows steam-covered, my mind floods and floats away on a smallish boat. To some distant tropical place, a far-off, undistracted time. And I'm a bit older, maybe 10 years. Modestly accomplished, I've cashed in with the winnings and split off to paradise, alone and lonely as only a romantic can be. And the rains, oh, the rains, pour over my soul, cleanse my toxic blood and pummel my chest, arms outstretched. Imagine floodlights, me screaming at the sky for more like a desperate movie scene. My torn Hawaiian shirt barely clung to my storm-drenched, sun-scorched skin. And I've been stumbling around the streets for days, unable to sleep in the rains. Somewhere near my palm leaf bungalow, but lost in the morning, mind awash in a bottle of rum and dirty ditch weed, dancing my way to a payphone to call home and tell my dear friends to come, come, here at once. The rum is a cheap magic, and the rain will answer any and all questions that remain. Sell the TV, quit that job, screw the rent, and come. The rum is a cheap magic, and the rain will answer any and all questions that remain. No beaches, no sun. I'll be on the street with a bottle, screaming at the sky for more. Monsoon season, monsoon season. Thanks.
Yo. Monsoon says, take me back to the. We'll have to find that Grateful Dead track, A Rainy Night in the Mission. And now we're going to segue out this Diamond Dave. And this is the first that's going to be a series of live show right here on Enemy Combatant Radio, streaming around the planet. And we're going to go out with, come on.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to come here. It's Potholder. Hey, Potholder, this is your cut. Why don't you introduce it in a good way? And
Before
you do, I just thought of something I should do. Okay. People are interested in participating. You're welcome to, here's my email. You can either get me through Enemy Combatant Radio, but here's my email. I don't think we've hooked that up yet. It's D, Diamond Dave without the vowels. So that's D as in Dave. M as in Motley. N as in Nebbish. D as in David again. And V as, since the poet, D as, V as in Virgil. DMNDV@hotmail.com. Give me a shout, metaphorically speaking, and let me know you're hearing this. And this is going to be available as an audio file throughout the week on Indie Bay Media. Is that right?
That's it.
And I want to particularly thank our engineer, my old friend, David Grace, and you guys for coming up. And go ahead, Potholder, let's go back to it, introduce this piece.
Oh, yeah, this was co-written with our flute player, Greg Patillo, who has actually just moved to New York City.
God.
Yeah, well, he's on his way there right now.
Oh, shit. Well, hey, Greg.
Yeah,
hey,
he's going to be a star, probably.
Yeah, he is. Oh, he's amazing. And but you'll be able to hear him right here.
We're just the schmoes who happen to know him. You know?
Okay, call me Schmo.
They're coming through the fog and they're coming through the rain.
Yo, folks, what you've been hearing is both live and on the CD. This is Diamond Dave. This is our first outing, our first inning here Thursday. Tune us in on Enemy Combatant Radio. Thursdays at 8:30, and come on down. And then come on down. Are we going on till midnight or so to the Bart Plaza? Come on down and see it live. You're hearing it live, seeing it live at the Bart Plaza at 16th and Mission. It's all free. Come on down, Linda, bring your favorite poem, say what some of your own. Sing your favorite song, sing some of your own. The smoking word, or just as the kids say, word, brothers and sisters. And I want to thank David Grace, the engineer, who kept this going in a seamless, great way. And we're going to be continuing, as I say. And now, take it away, David.
I'm Reba Entine. I'm currently on the board, the local station board of KPFA. I was recently chair of KPFA local station board, and I understand the need for radio. I understand people's radio. We need to hear from the people. The people know that Bush is lying. The people know the system isn't working, and we need more voices. Let many flowers bloom. In my mind, anything that's low budget has to be better. So support your local micro radio station. Support the growth of the micro power radio movement and free up the airwaves. We need to be speaking truth to power. Thanks.
I had this sort of plot for a science fiction book that I have written, which is that things get so bad that everyone moves into the easy to dump. And so I don't. That's a little song that
covered the city with plastic stones so the air inside can be clean. And it's really fine in our new home. We have everything we need. There are no planes, no buses or trains. And if you want to go somewhere, just think about where you'd like to be at, and before you know it, you're there. Living in the future in a plastic dome sounds mighty strange, I agree. But now I call it home, sweet home, that's where I long to be, yeah. Living in the future in a plastic dome sounds mighty strange, I agree. But now I call it home, sweet home, that's where I long to be. Now if you're hungry for food or drink, just go to the teller machine. Place your order, you just have to think and look at the video screen. Or if you're lonesome and you think you would like to have a friendly chat, just talk to the teller machine and the teller machine will talk back. Hey, living in the future in a plastic dome sounds mighty strange, I agree. Now I call it home, sweet home, that's where I long to be, yeah. Living in the future in a plastic dome sounds mighty strange, I agree. But now I call it home, sweet home, that's where I long to be.